I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on.
I have to stop woman, clicking links in Google because the more I find out about this chick, the more I have to talk about on the podcast.
She worked as a prison guard. And she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy.
That's epic mating strategy.
And she wins too because she gets, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, and I just Western screw civilization and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created.
What?
Everything. There.
Oh, everything.
Whole meal before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because
strong and independent.
What? They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
That's what happens when you circumvent natural selection. Don't listen to me, though. I couldn't possibly know anything.
Trigger warning.
Number 11. They acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
Fur
when
babies.
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Is it really simple?
Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two.
See, you're already confusing women because you're using big words with more than two syllables.
Feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
You call those careers? Because I don't. I work for a non-profit. I'm a writer on the internet.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think, sweetie.
Oh, who doesn't have a lot
don't.
Of testosterone? Women.
Women. Women. Women don't have testosterone.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
Right.
No, they're not.
That's
no, they're
see
not
them on construction sites in the winter all
just
the time.
Just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Trigger warning.
Now, please get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Bitch. All right, get your bitch ass in the kitchen and make me some pie. Holy God Almighty. All right, so Cat George. I found the Instagram. She is hitting the wall. She is hitting the wall hard. She's dyed her hair darker, so it's probably to cover up the gray. She's got this picture of this beta male looking fag kissing her. She has two dogs, fur babies, two dogs. Oh yeah. Okay, over here we found, this is an interview with her. And here the question is this. It says, you discuss body image issues and quote your mother as saying, quote, you decide how you feel, those boys can't decide for you, unquote. Why isn't this an answer to the entire body image debate? Is a person's mind not their own? Now, of course, the problem is, no, the boys do decide how you feel, sweetie. That's why here in Western civilization, the Prime Directive states that no white woman must ever experience discomfort. See, we as men are required to manage your emotions for you. If you, as a woman, were truly capable of deciding how you feel, it wouldn't matter if men look at you or talk to you on the street, or if men call you fat, or if men are not interested in sticking their dick inside your pus-oozing cunt that's had 47 cocks inside of it, okay? No, you do not decide how you feel. We, men, control how you feel. That is why we are required to manage your emotions for you. That is why you are attempting to legislate us controlling your emotions. That's why anything you disagree with is hate crimes and all this other happy horse shit. Here's Kat's response. Well, not everyone has a perfect mother to tell them they get to decide how they feel. A perfect mother. And for me, even with that guidance, it was very hard to turn my preoccupation with outside imagery and influence into myself. Yes, again, because women do not have a self. Right? Women do not have a core. Women have to reflect the society around them because women are parasites. Women cannot exist on their own the way men can. Women's survival depends upon fitting into the society around them, going along with other people. Okay? Not being the nail that sticks out, not being the odd person out. Women do not have a solid sense of self the way men do, right? This is why, as Adam Piggott says, men create themselves, women find themselves. Men go forth and they say, this is who and what I want to be, and I'm going to create something. Women find themselves by looking at society around them and then fitting into it so that they get the benefits of being part of that society. The world at large puts a lot of pressure on young women, whether it's schoolyard bullies, models in magazines, dieting products, or the whole plethora of things that are designed to just make you feel bad about yourself. Right, again, because you don't have enough intelligence to look at the models in the magazines and know that that's Photoshop. In a rational world, these things would be what they are, drivel. But we don't live in a rational world. We, by women live in an emotional, perverse, backwards world. Yes, you're right, sweetheart. You women do not live in a rational world because you are irrational. You are driven by your emotions. You are perverse. You are backwards. You were cute when you were younger, but you hit the wall. I've got the Instagram photos to prove it. Screenshots and pictures will be in the show notes. She was cute when she was young. But we don't live in a rain, blah, blah. It's a daily battle to drown out the noise. And even now, against my better judgment, I still sometimes look at a woman in a magazine and think, if only. Even though on a daily basis I feel happy in my own skin. Yes, sure you do. And even though I know the magazine is holding up a completely fabricated, unrealistic notion of what beauty means, and yet you still bought the magazine, didn't you? It's easy to say, quote, decide how you feel, unquote, but sometimes the world around you makes it difficult to make a clever decision. No, sweetie, it's not the world that's making it difficult for you to make a clever decision. It's your brain chemistry as a woman that makes it difficult for you to make a clever decision. Greetings. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. If this is the first time here, you might want to go back and listen to episode 1 of the Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast so that you can know what the fuck I am talking about, because we're jumping in the middle. Poor girl. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her right here. Poor girl. She was cute. She was cute when she was young. Especially when she had long hair. Even with the little bob, she's still pretty cute. Man, she's hitting the wall. Poor thing. Poor thing. And her Twitter photo is absolutely fucking horrendous. Her Twitter photo, she looks terrible. Oh, God, and then I found this. Anyway, yeah, I clicked on some links in the Google, and Jesus God almighty, it just gets worse and worse and worse the more I see. Who is this man who would marry her, and how desperate is he? And yes, she's Australian. Adam Piggott, one of yours, buddy. Anyway, all right, we'll get to that later. Let's get back to the six things. The six things that you men out there are doing that are harassment. When you do these things, you are harassing women. You're just too dumb to know it. Because you see, you don't live in an emotional, irrational world like they do. You know, you haven't discovered yourself like women have. You haven't hashtagged Me Too yet. So you just don't understand what terrible people you are. If you do understand what a terrible person you are and you want to tell me about it, well, you can tell me about it. You can send me an email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Number one, telling someone to smile. Men often think they're doing you a favor by telling a woman to smile in the street. But guess what? A woman can do anything she well pleases with her facial expression whenever she wants. Right, she just can't do it, say, on a construction site in the winter. Or she can't do it riding around on the back of a garbage truck and picking up trash. You know, she can't do it not having sex with men in prison. But other than that, she can do whatever she wants with the expression on her face. Women never, it's in all capital letters, so you know it must be true. Women never tell other women to smile in the street. That's because women hate other women. They never tell men to do it either. That's because women don't initiate conversations with men unless they want something from them, which would usually be either money or opening jars or lifting heavy objects. That's because there's an inherent dynamic within our culture that even subconsciously makes men believe a woman's autonomy exists only insofar as she is pleasing to male proclivities, at which point, as the ultimate owner of the female body, the man is within his rights to dictate to her how she should be conducting herself within it. Now, of course, women, of course, have no concept at all that they own a man's body. So, for example, when you divorce a man and he still has to keep giving you money, which he earns by going to work with his body, see, that's totally okay. Or the idea that men should register for the draft and go off to foreign countries and die so that women can stay here and not have to go to combat. See, they don't own, no, there's no body ownership involved in that at all. And of course, the idea that you're supposed to not tell a woman to smile. So you're supposed to behave in a specific way so as to not cause her any discomfort. So let's see if I got this right. Kat is saying that if you tell a woman to smile, it's because you think you own her body. But when women tell you you're not allowed to tell women to smile, there's no ownership of your body implied by women at all. See, women can tell men how to behave and how to conduct themselves, but men are not allowed to tell women how to behave and conduct themselves. And that's equality, fish bicycle. Because of this dynamic, being told simply to smile is harassment that reinforces this anachronistic, I can almost say this word, give me a second, this anachronistic power structure, leading women to feel out of control and potentially in danger. Strong, independent woman, fish, bicycle, do anything a man can do, as long as it's not on a construction site in the winter. So you see, telling a woman to smile leads women to feel out of control and in danger. A woman being legally entitled to 50% of your income after she divorce rapes you, totally fucking okay. You need to shut the fuck up and man up. But if you tell a woman to smile, which I've still never done in my life, and you've probably never done in your life either, you are leading her. See, once again, she can't manage her own emotions. When you tell a woman to smile, you are leading her to feel out of control and potentially in danger because she can't manage her own fucking emotions. Oh, they're so equal. Number two. You thought that one was stupid. Wait till you hear this. Number two. Saying God bless you. No, I'm not talking about saying it when someone sneezes. Why did you have to go and bring God into it? Just because a man uses God as a means to interact with a woman he doesn't know on the street doesn't make what he's saying or the way he's saying it acceptable. Example. I have one, because you may be wondering, what is this fucking bent talking about? I have walked alone down. I wonder why you're walking alone so much. God, maybe it's your personality. I have walked alone down the street to have a man follow me for two blocks, repeating, God bless you, beautiful. God bless your beautiful body, and God made you so beautiful. Once again, see, this is very important, and I'm going to hurt some feels because I'm already saying bad things about the women's and violating the prime directive that no white woman from North America must experience discomfort. But to go back to the video about the woman who walked around New York and got harassed, what color skin did this guy have? I'm just real curious. What city were you in? What neighborhood were you in, and what color skin did he have? He was not a white man. I know he was not a white man. Great one. How do you know that? Simple. Because if he was white, Kat would have made sure she mentioned that. And secondly, so just exactly how many times do men follow women for two blocks saying, God bless you, beautiful, God bless your beautiful body, and God made you so beautiful? Now, I could believe that occasionally there's a beta male out there who was raised by women and has no idea how to interact with women and hasn't heard of the manosphere or anything like that, and he would say something to a girl like, oh, you should smile. I could see that. That's a very white knighty, submissive, beta male pussy move. This God bless you beautiful, God bless your beautiful body, God made you so beautiful. No, sweetheart, this I'm going to need to see a video of before I believe this actually happened. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I think you're making this up. God does not shield you from being a dirty, threatening prick. Pick. Where I get pick from? Now, I will agree that if someone actually did this, I would agree with you that that man right there, now that's fucking weird. Now, I don't know if it's... Is it harassment? That could be borderline harassment. But is it dangerous? No, it's just fucking weird. And once again, you're walking down the street, you're in a public place. Unless you're, you know, walking through the ghetto at 2 in the morning. Are you doing your slut walk? What, were you fucking getting gang banged by the fucking local drug gang or something, sweetie? I mean, once again, do you women really think that men are gonna, like, grab you in the middle of the fucking street in the city and rape you right there on the fucking corner in New York City? In broad daylight? Actually, you do think that because that's your fantasy. You think that you're so desirable that men will just be unable to control themselves. God does not shield you from being a dirty, threatening prick. Anything said to a woman by a man under the protection of God is just as threatening as any other kind of sexual comment. And to the people for whom God is a special thing, using him as a weapon of harassment is doubly offensive. Okay, number three. Brace yourselves. Number three. Giving compliments. I want to be very clear about this because it seems to be perpetually misunderstood. Complimenting the physical appearance of a random woman on the street is not a compliment. Now, once again, I would agree with this to an extent here. In the sense, and this, what? Now, we're right back to, okay, a man who walks up to a woman on the street and... Now, when we say physical appearance, what exactly does she mean? If you're walking up to a woman and giving her the, oh, you're so beautiful, or something like that, while that's not necessarily harassment to normal, sane, rational people, therefore we're not talking about women, that's very beta male. Now, if you walk, I've done the things you walk up to them and say, wow, those are fantastic boots. Where did you get them? Or, yeah, you have a great sense of style or something like that. But if you're going up to them and go, oh, you're so beautiful. Or, oh my God, your tits are so big. Or something like that. That's not harassment. That's just beta mailing. That's just white knighting. And it's interesting how much of this, the same thing with the smile, right? The men who go up to women and tell women to smile, that's not, they're not going out there to harass. They think that's going to work. They are white knighting. So much of what she is calling harassment is what you and I recognize as white knighting. And why are these beta males white knighting? Because they think that's what women want, right? They think women want to be complimented. And where do they get this shit from? Well, they get it from women. Their mothers. Their girlfriends. Not girlfriends as in fucking them, but friends who are girls. Their sisters, right? Oh, just be yourself. Oh, women just want a sensitive 90s guy. Just be sensitive about her feelings. And you should compliment a woman all the time. Remember that email I read to you guys about the guy who's getting divorce raped? And he was talking about all the white knight beta male things he was doing. And he said, I compliment my wife, who's going to divorce rape him. I compliment my wife on the way she dresses every day. Right? That's what I'm talking about. A woman's going to fucking divorce rape you and you're telling her that she looks nice? See, that's white knighting. And it doesn't work because women are not attracted to that shit. And once again, okay, women are not attracted to people who come up and drool on them. Like, oh, you're so pretty. No woman gets fucking wet in the panties from that. This is not harassment. This is white knighting. Even if you think of it as a compliment and think you're being nice and she should feel glad to have received your compliment, well, that view is indicative of a really problematic mindset that says your opinion matters enough for us to want to hear it. Oh, see, it's a problematic mindset that you think your opinion matters so much that the women's would want to hear your opinion. Notice, however, that this stupid bent has no problem thinking that her opinion matters so much that we would want to hear it. Women should be allowed the sanctity of their own self-image without the influence of the male gaze. In other words, you're beautiful at any weight. You're beautiful at any size. You're fabulous, and you're fat, and you're 40. It's okay. This kind of interaction on the street is also a reminder to a woman that she is being viewed constantly as an object, Once again, because of course men are not viewed as objects. No, not at all. The implications of this are as follows. She's going to make another attempt at logic here. Her worth is only valued as her ability to adhere to rigid, culturally imposed beauty standards. Well, actually, yes, it is. Your worth as a woman is determined by your feminine beauty. Because once again, I know you girls have a hard time with this, but without feminine beauty, you have no value to men. Men are not seeking women out for intellectual companionship, intellectual stimulation, for logic, for reasoning, for playing sport. No, when a man is seeking you out, it is primarily for a sexually based relationship. And yes, it's nice if we can have emotional connection with you, and it's nice if we can do some shit together, like go hiking or bike riding and play board games, and it's nice if you can carry a conversation. But ultimately, if you are not sexually attractive to a man is not going to be interested in you. And I know it's really hard for you to grasp that, but it's true. It's just like the other way. You women are not interested in men who are not financially appealing to you. The man doesn't have more money or the potential for more money. Right? This is why women do not fall in love with homeless men. I'm sorry, sweetie, but yes, your physical appearance is number one. She is an object. You said it, sweetheart, not me. She is an object and therefore cannot reasonably be expected to be treated within the respect of a full, with the respect of a full human. Yes, because you are an object. Because your entire fucking article here is about the things I'm doing as a man and other men are doing that you regard as harassment because you cannot manage your own emotions. Okay? If someone tells you to smile and you feel threatened and potentially in danger, you have a mental illness. You are an object because you need all 3.5 billion men on the planet Earth to modify their behavior to manage your emotions for you. The man complimenting her feels entitled to look at her, judge how she looks, force that judgment onto her, force her to internalize his view of herself. So when you compliment somebody, see, you're forcing them to do something. You are forcing them to internalize your judgment of them. This is why you don't compliment women. And again, to be a little more specific, what's it, if you know a woman, you're dating a woman, you're married to a woman, she's your mom, she whatever. You can, but yes, women you don't know, this is, you don't walk up to women you don't know and compliment them. It's just not going to work out. Because then again, maybe you do, because you want to separate the wheat from the chaff as quick as possible. You walk up, you compliment them. If they freak out, if they get a screwy look on their face, if they look at you in disgust, you know, you turn around, you get the fuck out. Instead of going in with some other approach and investing 15 minutes of your life in a feminist before you find out she's a feminist. Or God forbid you actually go out with her and then find out she's a femistatist. And if he feels entitled to her in those ways, where does it stop? See, if you compliment a woman, you are feeling entitled to her. You know, it's like when I was flirting with the girl a while back, and I told you guys about this, right? And I said, well, who said first? Oh, you know, and I said, hey, I really like your hair. Because she had the curly blonde hair. She said, I like your hair too. Because I'm not insane, I did not feel like she was saying that she was entitled to me and forcing me to internalize things and all this other shit. And she didn't respond that way either. Right. So she is obviously at least slightly sane for a woman, because all women are insane a little bit. But this level of shit, right, force that judgment onto her, forcing her to internalize his view of herself. And why am I asking? Yes, you are. You feminist, you are so fucking fragile, which is why you can't shut up about how strong, independent fish bicycle you are. Once again, what has the great one been saying for years? If you have to tell people you are, it's because you're not. When someone walking up to you and saying, you're very pretty, or you're cute, so damages your psyche that all of this stuff goes through your mind. Okay, there's something fucking wrong with you. And if he feels entitled to her in those ways, where does it stop? Where is the line of entitlement drawn? I don't know, is it drawn anywhere near the part where men pay more in taxes than women do? Is it drawn anywhere near the part where men are on construction sites in the winter and women aren't? Is it drawn anywhere near the part where men have to register for the draft but women don't? Where does the entitlement end? I can't figure it out. Maybe that's as far as it goes with this one person. But how does the woman know? Well, she doesn't, because knowing requires knowledge. Knowledge requires brain. Women know have brain. Remember, women only have two compartments in their brains. One is for shopping, the other one they don't use. How does she know that he doesn't feel... Like, just listen to this. How does she know that he doesn't feel? Well, because she doesn't. Because humans don't know how other people feel, because we're not fucking telepaths. How does she know that he doesn't feel equally entitled to have sex with her, or beat her, or kill her, as some men do feel entitled to do to women? Well, no, that's your boyfriend, because those are the ones you date, right? Those are the ones you make fucking kids with. And then they beat your children, and you don't leave them. And then you say, then I have to hear shit like, women would do anything to protect their children from harm. Really? Well then, why are so many of you women living with, dating, or married to men who fucking emotionally or physically abuse your children? Well, because, number one, you're attracted to those men because you don't know the difference between an alpha and an asshole, because you have mental problems, and because, number two, you don't give a shit about your children. He can beat your children all day long. You like it when he fucks you. When he pushes you down and fucking lifts your fucking ass in the air and fucking slaps you, and you try to like move up and do, and he fucking puts his hand on the back of your head and shoves your face into the pillow and then rams his dick into your vagina and pumps you and pumps you and pumps you until he shoots cum inside of you, and he pulls out and he pushes you over and he slaps you in the face. You love that. And that's why you're dating a man who beats your children. Because you're fucked up in the head. Because no one has ever told you the word no. The point is, she does not know. And that is why it is threatening. So in other words, because she does not know what this man's ultimate intentions are, it's threatening. Let's read this again. This is very important, kids. Listen to this one more time. Let me read this without any editorializing. If he feels entitled to her in those ways, where does it stop? Where is the line of entitlement drawn? Maybe that's as far as it goes with this one person, but how does the woman know? How does she know that he doesn't feel equally entitled to have sex with her or beat her or kill her as some men do feel entitled to do this woman? The point is, she does not know, and that is why it is threatening. In other words, because the woman does not know whether or not this man will beat her or kill her, she is now threatened. Okay, sweetheart, there's 3.5 billion men on the planet Earth. You don't know for a fact that any of them are not going to beat you or kill you. Therefore, using your own logic, you are threatened by all of these men. What's it like to go through your life so fucking terrified of other humans that you think every man... And guys, let's be very honest here for a second. What's going on here? Does she really think that all 3.5 billion men on the planet Earth are going to beat her or kill her? No. Here's what's happening. Let me explain to you exactly what's happening here. This is her trying to install fear in every other woman. She wants every woman who reads this to be frightened that every man who interacts with her is going to rape her. It's a great one. Why would she want that? Okay, those of you who have been here for a while, you know why. What have I explained about women? Women compete with other women. This is why women hate each other. Women are competing with other women for access to the best men. Okay? Women do not elevate themselves. They drag other women down like crabs in the bucket. Okay? Men compete with other men for access to women. I want to compete with other men for access to women. Thus, I am going to the gym. Thus, I am eating less food. Thus, I am endeavoring to make myself more physically attractive because God knows my personality can't possibly get any more attractive. There's nothing I can do there. I have attained perfection. Okay, I am attempting to better myself so as to be attractive to women. Women do not have the ability to better themselves to be more attractive to men. What they do instead is they drag other women down. Kat is trying to get other women to be terrified of men so that those other women will be less competition for her in the endeavor to get a man who has enough money that after 7 years she can divorce rape him and get a bunch of money and go do her own thing with her horsies and her rescue dogs. Kat doesn't believe half the shit she wrote here. This is psychological warfare directed against other women. Because Kat knows it's all downhill. Because when I post the pictures in the show notes, you'll see her when she's younger, when she's cute. And then you'll see the latest pictures off the Instagram, and you will see that she's hitting the wall. It's over for Kat. It's over. And she's got the fiancé slash husband, whatever. There's pictures of them fixing up their house together. She's already got two dogs, right? She is on her way to divorce raping him. And it worked. It worked. This again suggests that a woman only exists in public to satisfy the male gaze. No, you only exist, period, to satisfy the male gaze. Once again, this idea you have that women are here to be CEOs and astronauts and the next Steve Jobs. What happened to that chick? She was supposed to be the next Steve Jobs, right? Remember her? Whatever her name was, she wore the turtleneck sweater. She had the blonde hair, and they found out that she fucking lied about a bunch of stuff. I know, no, you're not. You're not here to be CEOs and astronauts and Steve Jobs. Being complimented by a stranger for her nice dress or top is just as insulting as it is harassing. I'm insulted. Somebody complimented me. This is called mental illness. Once again, I've really not encountered this. And I know the name of this podcast is Yes, All Women. Let's be very, very serious. I have complimented many women in my life. Many of them just walk up to you on the street. You know, like the chick in the fucking brewery. Tap her on the shoulder. Hi, you're cute. Right? She didn't look offended. She didn't fucking get upset. She didn't piss herself. She didn't throw things at me. Remember, this, even though the thing is called Yes, All Women, this degree of insanity is really, based on my experience, I would say this degree of insanity is actually only found in a very small percentage of women. Despite the efforts of the femistatist and the colleges, and I can say this with a pretty high degree of confidence also, because I hit on college girls all the time. Even the college girls, the ones on camp being indoctrinated with all this bullshit. This level of insanity, right? That if you compliment a woman, then that means that maybe you're going to rape her or beat her or kill her. I mean, this level of insanity is only found in a small percentage. I would say 25% of women, absolute tops. But the fact that Kat writes something like this, and as we will see when I get to it, that quote-unquote, well, the Facebook comment, let's just save the Facebook comments for the Facebook comments time. But keep in mind, before we get to the Facebook comments, all the women who comment on the Facebook, I looked at them in so much as I could because I'm not friends with these people, yada, 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 but I could see all of them are over 30. Most of them look over 40. Most of the women have short hair. Most of them are overweight. The ones that aren't overweight, they're not attractive. Okay, so yeah, if you're a 35 or older, short-haired, unattractive woman, sure, I understand why you agree with all of this. Because again, you're well past your prime. You have hit the wall. The only chance you have to access men is either the government taking money away from men through taxation or the divorce courts or whatever, giving it to you, and by dragging other women down. By telling other girls, oh, you would look so cute if you had short hair. Oh my God, you're so thin. You need to eat a sandwich. No, thin girls with long hair do not need to cut their hair and eat sandwiches, right? Thin girls with long hair are more attractive than you are. I know this, you know this, shut the fuck up, you've hit the wall, no man wants you. This again suggests that women only exist in public, and she misspelled exist. She put an S on the end that doesn't need to be there, but once again, she probably has an English degree, proofreading not required. This again suggests that a woman only exists in public to satisfy the male gaze. Being complimented by a stranger for a nice dress or top is just as insulting as it is harassing. This really makes me want to go outside today and compliment women. I'm not bullshitting you. Actually, I was going to go out today and chase girls, and I decided not to go out and chase girls because it was cold and shitty, but now it looks sunny and nice outside. Now I really want to go out and just go up to girls and compliment them. Especially when a compliment is handed out with a kissing or purring sound effect, a hip thrust, or even a bedroom tone voice. Okay, now once again, there's a difference between genuinely complimenting, which not in her world, because she's insane, because she's a dumb bent. But okay, like there's a difference between going to a girl and saying, like, what's something I would say that I have to say? Oh, let me see if I can do this. Let me reenact this, how I would actually say this to a girl. Hey, excuse me, those boots are killer. I mean, they're really great because I do fashion photography, so it's weird, but I'm into women's wardrobes and stuff. Not into it like wearing them. But anyhow, you know what I mean? Those are great boots. Where did you get them? There's a difference between, that was fairly accurate too, because I was just pulling that out of my ass and there was some stumbling there, which is exactly how it would come out if I was actually talking to a girl. There's a difference between that and, hey baby, God, those boots, whew, those boots are so hot. Okay. Just, I'm not completely fucking unreasonable here. But I mean, once again, though, how many times does that happen in the real world as opposed to your bizarre fantasy land? Right? Now, once again, this is still up there with this fantasy that you women have, that there's, not you, the insane women, the truly insane women like Kat, that there's these millions of men that want you so badly. Where? Oh. I lost my piece of paper for a minute. Again, we can receive compliments that are given out of kindness. Oh, really? For instance, there's an elderly man who lives on my block. See, this is the, women love old men. I've talked about this before, not lately. Women love when old men give them attention and compliments because that's safe, right? They know the old man isn't going to try to fuck them, and women love attention. This is why women love it. This friend of mine, he's 70. Still runs around causing trouble, all this other stuff. Great guy. But he will, go out and he'll compliment the waitress, compliment girls, whatever. Oh my God, they love it. They just cream their panties because it's like Instagram, right? They're getting the attention, but they know they're not going to have to put out sexually. It's the attention's all coming in and they know they don't have to reciprocate. Women love when old men give them attention because they don't see old men as a threat. For instance, there's an elderly man who lives on my block, and when I see him on the street and I'm dressed up to go out, he'll tell me I look lovely. He's pretty much a stranger. I don't know his name or anything else about him, but he's not eye-fucking me when he says it. Yes, sweetheart, he is. You're just too dumb to know it. No, you're not too dumb. This is what you know. He's not going to put a dick inside of you. Trust me. He wants to put a dick inside you. I know old men. I have numerous friends, and I know numerous old guys, I love it, in the theater. I know men who are in their 60s, their 70s, their 80s. And we'll be talking about, yeah, she's really hot. And I'm like, yeah, you know. No, they are looking at you as a sex object, you dumb bent. You just don't know it. Because when you're 70 years old, your acting skills have gotten to the point where you can hide that shit. But he's not eye-fucking me when he says it, and there's a sincerity in his tone that's absent from, say, the bloke I encounter two blocks down the street who will say exactly the same thing, but with one hand on his belt loop and the other on his chin while he licks his lips. The majority of cases are the latter guy, the former being almost a complete anomaly. Once again, I want to see video of these men telling you how good you look while they lick their lips. No, this is not happening. Number four, on the things that you are doing that harasses women, and you just don't know it because you're stupid. Staring. See, friends, just because you haven't said anything, it doesn't... What? Did anyone proofread this shit? All right, I'm going to read what it says. Just because you haven't said anything is doesn't make give you immunity. You are still a sex pest. When a man stops what he's doing and follows a woman as she walks toward him, by him, and past him, it is creepy and leaves the woman fearing for her bodily safety. Once again, she's afraid. She's fish, bicycle, strong, independent, but there's a man walking down the street in the same direction I'm walking. I'm so scared. You can look at a woman you're attracted to in the street, just as women can check out men in a respectful way. But we won't get into the issue of, is it okay for women to do the things that are labeled as threatening when men do them? Because the short answer is, it's entirely different, because there are radically unequal power dynamics at play, and you know it. So you see, women can do things to men that women consider threatening when men do it to them, but it's okay because vagina. And yes, all of that was one sentence. But there's a huge difference between a fleeting silent admiration and a prolonged leer. Being stared at creepily, once again, let's do that. Being stared at creepily makes women feel singled out and just as victimized as when they're spoken to. Once again, let us notice, important, it makes women feel. See, you are obligated to manage her emotions for her. Right? So, if you have an interaction with a woman she did not initiate on the street, that's harassment. If you talk to her, if you compliment her, if you say anything to her, and she didn't initiate it, that's harassment. Now we've established that, well, if you look at them, well, you're still victimizing them. This is makes women feel singled out and just as victimized as when they're spoken to. If you speak to her, she's a victim. If you look at her for too long, how long is too long? However long she feels like. She's a victim. Any interaction between a man and a woman not initiated by the woman makes her a victim. And since women don't initiate things, because that's just not how women work, women are constantly victims. But hey, strong, independent, equal, do anything a man can do, fish bicycle. All right, are we ready for number five? I'm ready for number five. There's one problem, though. Number five is not ready for us because this is the end of the podcast. I guess you're going to have to come back. Let's see, this will be out Friday. You're going to have to come back on Monday and find out what number five is. I guess, too, you could go to the show notes and click the link. Or you could buy some shit from Amazon at cls.link/Amazon. That's cls.link/Amazon. You could go there, you could spend some money, you could buy some shit. And then I'm going to buy a Supergirl figurine that objectifies women.
Yes. Hey, women, eat, shut your mouth and make babies.
What is beautiful in a woman, what is attractive in a woman,
is not determined by your insanity.
It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
I accidentally got pregnant.
They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch.
I work for a nonprofit.
Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.